From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The New York Times is reporting that two stars from the Boston Red Sox tested positive for banned performance-enhancing drugs in 2003. According to the report, Manny Ramirez and David Ortiz were on a list of about 100 players who tested positive. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
The New York Times says it got the information about Manny Ramirez and David Ortiz from lawyers who knew about the test results but spoke anonymously because the testing information is under seal by a court order. The 2003 tests were an initial attempt by baseball to gauge the scope of the steroids problem. The identities of players who tested positive were not supposed to be revealed, but a few high-profile names have leaked out, including Alex Rodriguez and Sammy Sosa. And now, according to the Times, Ramirez and Ortiz. They were key members of the Red Sox team that won a dramatic World Series title in 2004, breaking the team's infamous 86-year championship drought and prompting many an elderly Red Sox fan to proclaim, "Now I can die happy." Ortiz has never been linked to banned drugs. Ramirez, now with the LA Dodgers, recently ended a 50-game ban for violating baseball's drug policy. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
A federal judge is ordering the U.S. government to release a Guantanamo Bay detainee imprisoned for more than 6 years. Mohammed Jawad may have been detained when he was a minor for allegedly throwing a grenade that wounded two American soldiers and their interpreter in 2002. Today, government lawyers told the judge they were negotiating Jawad's return home to Afghanistan while also pursuing a criminal investigation. An explosion has killed two Spanish policemen on the Mediterranean resort island of Mallorca. Authorities say they have deactivated another bomb found underneath a car near the site of the first blast. Today's attack, the second in as many days, is blamed on the Basque separatist group ETA. Jerome Sokolovsky has this from Madrid.
The blast blew a patrol car to bits outside a civil guard station near the beach. One witness told the Cadena Ser radio station right after the explosion that there were pieces of wreckage everywhere. The location is close to a palace where Spain's royal family was reportedly scheduled to arrive this weekend. An island-wide dragnet closed down the airport and marinas. The island is an immensely popular resort for Spanish and other European tourists. The blast comes a day after a car bomb injured dozens of people in the northern city of Burgos and a day before ETA marks 50 years of fighting for Basque independence. It has killed hundreds of people and is on the U.S. and EU lists of terrorist groups. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolovsky in Madrid.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up nearly 150 points at 9,220. NASDAQ Composite Index up now 31 points at 1999. You're listening to NPR News. Iranian police wielded batons and fired tear gas on a crowd of thousands in Tehran today. An unspecified number was arrested. Demonstrators gathered for a memorial service for slain protester Neda Aga Sultan. She was shot as opposition supporters clashed with riot police. Her death was videotaped and seen worldwide through the web, making her a symbol of the opposition movement. The U.S. House has resumed work on a health care overhaul bill. This morning, Chairman Henry Waxman of California reconvened the Energy and Commerce Committee's voting session after an agreement was reached with fiscally conservative Democrats. Waxman warned colleagues not to offer amendments that would make the legislation more expensive. He was predicting the bill would be completed by tomorrow. Royal Dutch Shell has become the second major oil company this week to report big second-quarter losses. Larry Miller has details from London.
Shell's April to June profits were down 70% from the same quarter a year ago when crude prices hit record levels. Sales of $64 billion resulted in a $2.3 billion second-quarter profit. BP already announced its profits fell 53% for the same reason. Shell has also been hit by falling production, 6% less than a year ago. Attacks on its oil facilities in Nigeria was a factor. Shell's CEO says demand for oil will remain weak and conditions challenging for some time. He predicts there will not be a quick recovery. The Anglo-Dutch company says there will continue to be cost-cutting and that it's eliminated 20% of its senior management positions. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
And I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.